Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Michael, very interesting. We love art museums.
That's right. Some of our best interviews have been with curators.
In an art gallery.
And today we travel to Shepparton, to the Shepparton Art Museum, and they have exclusively from the Museum of Fine Art in Boston. Mm-hmm. They've got a beautiful new exhibition that's coming, The Golden Age of Prints. And I would like to welcome to the show Kirsten Paisley. Hi, Kirsten.
Hello.
Now, you're the director. Tell us about this new exhibition that's coming.
The Golden Age of Colour Prints. It's an exhibition of ukiyo-e, which is multicoloured woodblock prints from Japan, last 20 years of the 1700s, focusing on three of Japan's greatest, most important ukiyo-e artists, Tori Kiyonaga, Kitagawa Utamaro, and Shariku, along with a selection of artwork by their contemporaries of today.
Now, that's quite an interesting take, though, because the prints have quite a following. Last year, I was in the I visited Claude Monet's house in France. It was absolutely beautiful. And I didn't realise before I went there, but his house was full of these Japanese prints. And, in fact, that's what inspired, you know, all his water lily range of paintings and things like that.
Mm.
Is it that range of prints?
That's right.
Yeah,
these works had a major impact on European art, and even contemporary artists today have been influenced by them, both the subject but also the incredible craftsmanship of the works. They're just superb in their design, and the way in which the image itself is kind of structured, I guess, is really extraordinary. And Japanese people always celebrate the seasons, so of course that was, it was well celebrated during the Impressionist period.
What is it about Japanese art that we love?
I think there's a sense of, you know, always the West has had an infatuation with the Orient and anything that's exotic. But, I mean, these works, they were mainstream images, and these are images of beautiful women and famous actors in the theatre, and allegorical kind of humorous tales about various morals or cheeky behaviour, if you like. So they're really popular subject matters that, of the day, you had these incredible artists producing the images that were in mainstream culture, which is, very different to modern Australia.
Some of them are quite comical, aren't they? They sort of make you smile. You sort of look at them and think, well, I wonder what they were thinking when they did that. But it's you know what they were thinking, you know what I mean?
And naughty too. Like, a number of these artists were engaged in producing erotica as well, and it was quite accepted.
Yeah.
And with beautiful craftsmanship. Really different.
I think today, though, you've got that huge following globally with the Japanese manga comics, and the beautiful line drawing of that. From a contemporary point of view, the artists, do they lean towards that style of artwork, in terms of looking at the golden prints of yesterday?
Contemporary artists in Japan? Oh, look, Japan today has a complete love affair with French art and all things French food, the
fashion.
Only really European food you can get in Japan is a croissant, really. It's a complete love affair.
Hey, Kirsten, thank you very much. Now, when does the exhibition start?
We open on the 7th of March, goes through to 2nd of June, so plenty of time to come and see the exhibition, and a huge range of public programs, artist talks, ceramic workshops, print workshops, everything you could think of, there's opportunities to participate in at the museum.
Good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us today. That was Kirsten Paisley there, the Shepparton Art Museum and the Golden Age of Print.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.